crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Today we're going to talk some baseball. We have not heard from head coach Jeff Cincinnatus in the last couple of weeks. Been a very busy, busy pace for the Helper American Legion squad. So far, they're a perfect 2-0 in Southern Division play, and they'll look to continue their winning ways as they move into next week. They'll have to travel down to St. George. They'll have a couple of very challenging games. Joining us right now in the studio to talk a bit about it is Coach Cincinnatus. Coach, great to get you back in.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, Jordan. Good to get back in here and get caught up. Thanks.
You guys are still unbeaten as far as Southern Division play goes, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I definitely want to start with the Idaho tournament. You guys traveled to Burley. It was a 4-game and 3-day stand for you guys, and you come back 500, 2-2.
Yeah, so we go up to a wood bat tournament in Burley, Idaho, which is a place I've loved going in the past. We took a couple years where we didn't go up there, but we went back this year, and they changed their format into a wood bat tournament. But it was a great tournament for us. I love the way Idaho still approaches American Legion ball. It's still number one in the state there, and so the teams take it really serious, and you know, it's just a great atmosphere, a lot like what we have at our park here. But nice park to play at. You know, the only bad thing about it was the weather really wasn't that great, and you know, they get a lot of rain there, and it was rainy and cold. But I thought we played 4 pretty good baseball games. Like you said, we come out 2-2. We opened the tournament up playing Pocatello, who is really good Legion program, always has been. They draw from 3 big high schools in the Pocatello area, and this year their high schools finished really well at the state tournament. So they had a really good group. We faced a kid who's going to pitch at CSI next year. And so it was a good ball game. We lose 4-3, but Zach Bradley pitched every bit as good a ball game as this young man did from Pocatello. And just a well-played baseball game, kind of one of those ones where, you know, maybe not a lot of offense, but, you know, we turned some double plays, just really good baseball. And, you know, I wasn't disappointed coming out on the losing end at 4-3, other than, you know, we had an error in the first inning that probably ended up costing us 2 runs. But, you know, other than that, I thought we just played a good baseball game and was really pleased with, you know, traveling there and then playing a game that night. And, you know, it was a fun atmosphere. But the next game, we come back the next day, a rainy day with Burley, Idaho. We play Burley. Cold and rainy all day long. We kind of started out, you know, pretty sluggish. We had quite a few errors in the first couple innings that really cost us a lot of runs. I believe we got down at one point, I think 8-1 or something like that. But, you know, the guys battled back, put a bunch of hits together. I think we scored 8 runs in 1 inning ourselves. We come back and we end up winning that game 11-10 with Burley. So, you know, after 2 days, we're sitting at 1-1, and you know, I thought, you know, not too bad. We had to come back later that night to play the host team, Minico, a late game, and so, you know, kind of, I think the guys were pretty excited to get back and play late that night because they knew they didn't play real well the first game of the day, even though we come out with a victory. But and then you're always playing the host team late at night, you know, under the lights. They had a big crowd there, and just what a great game, you know, we put together. Adrian Sanchez, who really came on at the later end of the high school season this year, you know, pitched a complete game shutout for us. And, you know, I don't know the strikeout numbers and everything, but I think he only gave up 3 or 4 hits. And, you know, I don't know if he had a walk or two, but just pitched a great ball game. His pitch count, you know, through 7 innings, I think, was somewhere around 83 or 84 pitches. So, you know, just he's been on top of his games, you know, the last month, and it's really nice to see him doing well. And we played good defense for him. We turned a couple double plays. You know, I think Cameron Gunner had an RBI single as the way we scored our run, but just another well-played baseball game. And you kind of get that a little bit with these wood bats. They're a lot different than playing with the metal bat. And, you know, they're a little more forgiving. You can do some things. But I was really happy with the way that he pitched and the way our whole team played. And then last day we finished up with Bishop Kelly, a private school out of the Boise area. And, you know, not a bad team. They've done really, really well, too. We got everybody in to get some time in that game. You know, we come out on losing end 9-7, but still I was pretty happy with what we did. Other than we're just making a few too many errors, but I thought we really swung the bats well while we were down there, and I was pleased with the turnout.
You mentioned how in Idaho, Legion baseball is still very revered. And I know it doesn't matter if we're talking Legion ball, if we're talking high school sports for you, you try to pack the most difficult schedule possible to improve. So, I mean, obviously continuing to go to Idaho, you love the competition and it's got to be very comparable to what you guys are going to have to face to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, a Pocatello team, you know, is going to be as good as any team that we're going to see in our league or probably even in our state this year. I mean, you know, just with where the Legion teams are in our state, I mean, that's good competition. In the past, you know, I've tried to go to a tournament in Pocatello and also a tournament in Minico just because of the quality of teams you see. The Boise area, you know, they've got 10 or 11 teams just out of the Boise area alone. And so those are big schools and you know, they play really good baseball. So it's always fun for us to go there. And you know, there's been years where we've taken some pretty good lumps down there because of the quality of teams, but you know, we usually hold our own and it usually helps us out, you know, come later in the season for us. So yeah, you know, it's a tournament I love going to. The atmosphere, I think, is something that the kids don't get to see here in high school ball anymore, other than maybe the last couple days at the state tournament. But then in Legion ball, you know, the atmosphere has just kind of gone away from where it used to be. But I think they really had some fun, and I really enjoy going back to that atmosphere, that type of baseball, and I think it really helped us out.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinnatus as we talk Helper American Legion baseball. Coach, you guys come back and you resume division play. It was supposed to be a doubleheader against Roosevelt, but because of the length of the first game, it turns out to be just one contest. And that worked out just fine for you guys. You rallied late, scored some massive runs over the final three innings, and you grabbed the victory by one.
Yeah, we come back really flat. You know, and I guess I can understand it. You know, we got back late Saturday. I want to say had Sunday off. At least the boys did. I spent about 9 hours out of the ballpark trying to get it back in shape since we had been gone to get ready for Monday. But we did show up Monday pretty flat, and you know, I was disappointed. I mean, I guess with me, whenever I show up to the ballpark, I'm ready to go, and it's the only place that you know I want to be, and all my focus is there. And it's kind of what I told the guys, man. When you show up to the ballpark, it's got to be you got to be ready to play every day, and it should be the only place you want to be and give your best effort. And I just didn't think we did that. You know, I sat starters down to begin the game because we were just flat. And we got down early, you know, by as many as about 8 runs, I believe, at one time. And just, you know, the crowd was quiet. I mean, they just didn't have much to cheer about. It was just kind of a real lazy game. But it was taking forever, like we mentioned earlier. But we did come back, you know, started to insert some guys late in the game. And some of the guys, you know, that were non-starters kind of got us fired up, and we come back and end up winning the game, you know, in the last actually had to go 8 innings, so you know, we got a run in the 8th inning to win. And you know, I was pleased with the fact that we didn't quit and we found a way to come back and win a game. I did tell him after the game, it's probably one of those games where we would have learned more if we'd have lost the game than we probably learned by winning it, just because you know, there are games where, you know, you really should have to play with your best effort. I believe every game you should play with your best effort, but it doesn't serve you justice when you don't play with your best effort and you win games because you're just better than a team. I mean, you really should, you know, we've talked about this before with me, and this is my coaching style, and no matter if it's high school, basketball, baseball, you know, when I was doing football, it's more about my team than it is the other team we're playing. And I'm more concerned with how are we doing, what are we learning, how are we progressing than I am about the team we're playing. You know, you always want to get some information, especially in postseason stuff, on a team you're playing so you can adjust to that. But really, it's about how you're playing. I mean, if you're not playing very good baseball or basketball, it doesn't matter, you know, what the other team's doing. You're probably not going to win. And so, to me, it's still more about how we're playing. And you know, I just told our guys we didn't play very well today. We probably didn't deserve to win this game, but we did. But I did appreciate the fact that we did put it together late and stuck with it and got a victory, obviously, because victories are important, especially in our league game. So, you know, we'd beat St. George before we went to Idaho in our first league game. You know, we get a victory there with Roosevelt, so we are sitting at 2-0 in league. And, you know, I'll take that any day of the week.
As far as the progression of this team goes, I mean, because essentially, Coach, it is the same team that you just wrapped up the high school year with. Have you seen the progression that leads you to believe that this team can win a state championship?
I believe so, especially coming in next year with the new region changes and losing some of the teams that we're losing and, you know, gaining some of the ones we're gaining. I mean, we should have as good an opportunity as any. I do know one team that is coming back. you know, Juan Diego, they were really young this year, and we got to see what they were all about in the state tournament. And they're going to be very tough next year in 3A. But, you know, with the pitching staff that we're going to bring back, and if we can gain some confidence in our bats this summer, you know, I believe we'll be right there when high school ball rolls around. And that's the joy about having the summer program and Legion ball. I think forever, you know, Legion ball has really helped our high school program here and Emory's high school program, because we've always had Emory guys playing on our team. And, you know, this is probably the first time – well, it is the first time in my coaching tenure of the Legion team that we haven't had any Emory County guys on our team. So this is primarily, like you said, just my high school program and high school team that will be back next year. So it's exciting to see some of these younger guys that didn't get some varsity action this year for us getting an opportunity to play a little bit. And it's going to help them out tremendously because of the competition we're playing this summer. And, you know, I look forward to the high school season when it rolls around and see how this summer season really benefits us.
As far as the schedule goes, you guys do have a couple of more days off before you return to the field. You'll travel to Dixie. I believe that's next Wednesday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we got rained out up at Corner Canyon this week. So really this week was kind of a shot for us. We only played the one game on Monday night with Roosevelt, and then we really haven't had much this week. Our younger guys in the Perfect Game League played at home Wednesday. But the guys have had pretty much the week off. We did do some practicing, but We head to St. George on Wednesday, and it's going to be a tough week for us. We'll play two league games. We play Dixie Wednesday night as a league game at their place. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be involved in the St. George tournament down there, and they have some really good competition coming into town and a lot of teams from out of state. You know, some really good programs from Nevada and that. And we're going to play St. George a league game at their place Thursday night. So the first two games next week will both be league games for us. And then the rest of the games will be part of the St. George American Legion tournament. So, you know, it's only going to be 113, 114 degrees there next week. So,
right.
You know, we're going to play five games in 3 days or 4 days, whatever it is. So, you know, we're going to be pretty wore out. Plus, I know we've got basketball camp going on down there. Coach Wilson will have a week-long camp going at Dixie State like we were used to going to, and he's going to have three or four of my baseball players down there. We're going to hopefully try and squeeze them into some baseball games around the basketball camp while we're there. So, you know, those guys are going to be pretty wore out. We've done that a couple times when I was the head basketball coach, and I know those guys are pretty wore out by the end of the week. But, you know, it's summertime, and that's what summertime is for athletes. It's a time to be busy and working hard and getting better. And you know, if you're laying on the couch, you're not doing it. So, you know, other than the heat next week, I'm excited to go down and play some baseball games and see some really good competition and hopefully get a couple more league victories.
Definitely. Coach, it is fun to get you in and talk a little bit about the team and get an update on how things are going. It will be a busy week for you guys next week, so hopefully we'll catch up again soon and get another recap on how things are going.
Yeah, Jordan, I appreciate it. We'll get in next week, talk about how our week went and then our upcoming Legion games at home here.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Helper American Legion baseball team. We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk Mayweather-McGregor. It's no longer a what-if. I mean, for a while, I'll be honest with you, I just used this as filler at the end of the show. You know, we had 3 or 4 minutes left. Could this fight really happen? No, it's going to happen. August 26th, Mayweather-McGregor. We'll talk about that with our good friend Steve Bortstein when we return.